This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am so proud of the conservative movement. I want you to imagine this movement with a lesser leader than Donald Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, I know what having a strong leader means. I went to military school, and I learned about leadership. I learned that there are people who are in front of me who may have a higher rank, but don't earn my respect. But I also learned that there are people who are among me, you know, in my peers, maybe the same rank, maybe lesser, who did earn my respect. I can tell you this. As a kid going to military school, I got out of school and I had people who were 2-3 years my senior, who were far higher in rank, who said to me after I got out of school, "Kevin, I always respected you." One guy, I was doing a big deal when I was in management consulting, and one of my peers happened to be working with him, and this guy that I was working with, who went to school with me, thought he, you know, his doo-doo didn't stink. And he runs into a guy who was senior to both of us in military school, and that guy said, they were reminiscing and found out that we'd all gone to the same school, even though the other guy didn't know my peer. Well, turns out the guy who knew both of us, he was his father is a very wealthy man, a billionaire, in fact. And he says, my peer asked him, he says, "Do you run into anybody from the school?" He says, "No, I never do." But he goes, "There's a guy I always wanted to figure out what happened to him." And he goes, "Who is he?" He says, "Little Jackson." I was Little Jackson. My brother was Big Jackson. And he goes, "Hey, guess what? Ironically, he's one of my peers at the job. Would you like me to put you guys in contact?" So he puts me in contact with this guy who is senior to both of us, father's a billionaire, and we reminisce. He's invited me to go hunting, blah, 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 and we catch up, and I help my buddy win a $300 million deal. Now, the reason I tell you that story is because this guy, out of all the people, thousands of kids that he met, he says, "Did you run into anybody?" "No." He says, "No, but there's one person I always wanted to know what happened to him." Now, I'm not telling you that story so I can be, "Ooh, look at me." I'm telling you that story because it's true. And what I'm telling you is that that guy recognized my leadership. This isn't about Kevin Jackson, even though it is the Kevin Jackson Show. It's about recognizing leadership and understanding it. And Democrats have been leaderless for quite some time. They wouldn't know a strong leader if they came up and kicked them in the crotch or nipple tortured them. They wouldn't know. Because Democrats don't know leadership. They are followers, everyone. They are trained SEALs to say what they're supposed to say, do what they're supposed to do. They do not break ranks. And even though you could argue, "Kevin, what about AOC and the squad? They're breaking ranks." They're breaking ranks going farther left in the ideology where Democrats flirt with all the time but don't really want to go there. They're forcing the Democrats to make a decision. That's not leadership. Those four girls are not leaders. Their careers are over. Oh, I know there are people out there who disagree. "Kevin, they're getting a lot of press and all that." All press is not good press, baby. If you think that this nation is going to embrace four anti-Americans, let me tell you something. You better find a new country. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I want you to imagine what would be happening right now. What would we be doing if George Bush were at the helm? I'm glad you guys are here because this is going to be a different show today. I'm going to cover the news sequentially. Think of this as you're sitting in the living room, we're having a discussion, and the only difference is I'm doing all the talking. Oh, I know you're out there talking too. You're paying attention. You're talking to your radio or to your computer or your smartphone or however you may be listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm glad you are. But we're having a conversation, and I'm going to cover the craziness of a leaderless nation under Barack Obama and what the difference is when you have a leader. You know leadership. You've worked at companies that went through transitions, and you said, oh, my gosh, I loved Southwest Airlines when Herb Kelleher was there, but I can't stand it now. Very different company. Oh, I loved Pepsi when so-and-so was at the helm, but I can't stand it now. Are corporations different today than they were two decades ago with real men, leaders at the helm? I think you get what I'm saying. So ask again, who would America be like under non-Trump leadership? What would it be like to be an American today if anybody outside of Trump had gotten elected, or pick your poison from the past outside of maybe Ronald Reagan? And I think Reagan could handle this media, because, you know, I got to give it to him. Reagan had a finesse about him. He had that it factor. But Donald Trump doesn't just finesse the media. He brutalizes them. He doesn't just finesse leftists. He brutalizes them. He exposes the dirty underbelly of leftism. How would Bush or other Republicans have handled the attacks that Donald Trump faces right now? Attack for Russian collusion BS, the con job. Constantly being called a racist in spite of everything you're doing that helps blacks. And not even doing it gratuitously. Not doing it like, ooh, look at me helping blacks. I want some points. Donald Trump responds because he's a human being that has true emotion and love for this country, and he wants to right wrongs. That's the kind of person I'm talking about. Not a Barack Obama who stages everything and wants it to appear that he's helping people when in fact all he's doing is feathering his own nest. Suck on that, Democrats. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What about being called anti-Muslim when you implement the same policies as Barack Obama? What about being called a xenophobe when you implement the same border policies as Barack Obama? We're going to talk more about that because, what's his name from Campus Reform, Cabot something? He did a video going to campuses talking about this. Gave him a question. And the college kids, like trained seals, responded exactly like I would have predicted and like he probably figured as well. Yeah, how would Bush and other Republicans handle it? Paul Ryan. How about Paul Ryan? Anyway, I want to cover all these topics. There's a ton of topics I want to cover, but I want to cover it just conversation. I'm not trying to make anything.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A Jeopardy question should be, can you name how many of the Democratic candidates for president can you name? You guys want to do it? No, no look. Okay, we got Joe Biden, the front runner. We got Bernie Sanders, the number two. Elizabeth Warren, I'm guessing, is three. We've got Kamala Harris, maybe fourth. We've got Buttigieg, who's fifth. We've got, I know Swalwell because I mentioned him earlier, but he doesn't even register. We got Swalwell. We got that lady, Klobuchar. That's six or is that seven? Whatever, six or seven. We've got Cory Booker, not even registering. We've got that rich dude, the Asian guy, Yang. That's eight. All right, who else? I'm just saying, who else we got? I'm not even trying to be coy. I'm in this business, and I'm trying to remember. And there are three or four of them that I shouldn't have even mentioned. So there's those. Who else? Come on, we got senators, right? What other? We got any other women? Oh, Kirsten Gillibrand. I think she's nine. She's a senator. Kirsten Gillibrand. Oh, de Blasio. He announced recently, so he's 10. There's 23, okay? There's 23. So we're up to 10. Who do you know? I've literally, that's it. And let me tell you, I won't even have to keep up with the others because they're going to fall by the wayside. I hope they don't. I hope they spend money like crazy. I hope all these people last and last and last. Even the Democrats are fatigued about it. We talked about the polling. What's funny, I've been talking about polls, so there's a poll that shows all these guys can beat Donald Trump. And then there's another poll that says most of these people, the public, it says who, there was, this poll was more telling than anything. It says, what do you think is a percentage, the chance that Joe Biden could beat Donald Trump? The best that came out of that poll, I think it was a Harris something poll, Harvard Harris poll, best they got, Biden, 36% chance of beating Trump. I mean, not good odds. In Vegas, I would take those odds any day of the week. But that's what's coming back. But then we get another poll that says all these guys, I can't even name some of them. There were names on there that could beat Trump that I forgot that dude was even running. I forgot that chick was running. This is where we are. Because they want to demoralize you. They want you to believe that the lowest of the low in the Democrats can beat Donald Trump. The lowest. Oh, there's a guy out of Montana. He's the governor of Montana. I believe he's running again. He wants to run against Trump, or he is. I can't remember his name. So that's 11. Does that count if I can't remember his name? Yeah. They want you so demoralized. Going into the election cycle, the election season, which, by the way, go to ultimatemagaparty.com this Saturday. Schedule a little get-together. Wear your MAGA hat and let people know you were part of the MAGA movement that re-elect Donald Trump. 4 years ago on June 15th is when Trump came down the escalator and announced that he was going to run for the presidency. Look at that speech. By the way, on America's Voices, it's all going to be out there. A lot of stuff broadcast live on TV, et cetera. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope you will participate. But anyway, look, they want to demoralize you. They want to make you feel bad. I mean, let me ask you this. If you were, you got 3 years of Donald Trump as a potential whatever, and you've got, I mean, I'm saying he's done 3 years of actual work now you can put in the bank. And then you've got 8 years of Barack Obama. Who should be embarrassed? I'm just asking. Let's play this clip of Swalwell. He's given a speech. I don't know how many people were there, but it wasn't very many. And he pulls a Jeb Bush. Here it is.
Always be real with you. I will be bold without the bold.
Well, you really couldn't hear it. So Swalwell was waiting on his applause line. When you write a speech, you anticipate where people are going to respond. And being honest, I'm a good speech writer. I give good speeches, but it depends on your audience. It depends on the sound system, depends on the mood, the time of day, a lot of things. And you have to gauge it. It could be 8 people or it could be 80,000. And you could get aroused. 8 people can have you more fun than 80,000 if you know how to handle the thing right. And that's part of being a professional speaker, is you learn how to adjust with the mood. I mean, it's like a comedian. You don't know what kind of audience you're going to get. You get up there and you go, okay, here are the jokes, right? And sometimes they laugh, sometimes they don't. Anyway, I will tell you, I've been in a couple of venues where I was in Vegas one time and the sound system was horrible. The sound was going straight up into the rafters. People couldn't hear the punchline of these quips. You know, I can tell jokes, but I was just kind of being quippy and they couldn't hear. So where I was thinking that the applause or the laugh was going to come, it didn't come. But what you do is you got to work through it. Swalwell ran into one of those moments. I will be bull without the bull. And he's just waiting. We could have left that clip hang on for another 15 seconds. Nobody said anything. He thought that was going to be a, yeah, you get him, Swalwell. But let me tell you, what it proved is what I've been telling you guys for quite some time. The Democrats are in huge trouble. Let me tell you who Swalwell is. I don't know much about him except that he's a young guy. I'm going to say mid to late 30s. Maybe you guys can look it up. Anyway, he's mid to late 30s. He's a good-looking guy. I wouldn't say he's got Hollywood good looks, but he's not a bad-looking guy. So, and he's from California, where you would think they all the... I mean, you can't get better credentials for being a leftist than being from California, a good-looking white guy. The only thing he's got going for him is he's a white guy. Then he doesn't. I mean, that's his negative, because he's got toxic masculinity, if he had any masculinity, but he's got toxic femininity. I don't know what he's got, but it would be better if he was a Puerto Rican woman. You get what I'm saying? But he's got nothing to say, nothing of note to say to anybody. And so he's giving this speech where he's gung-ho, man, and he's fired up. We need a president that is going to be, and when I'm president, I will give you bold without the bull. And I can just see on his speech, wait for applause or wait for cheers right there. That never came. I mean, these people, I don't want to keep beating on any particular person or kicking a dead horse. I highlight these people and what they do and the reactions just so you can know. I mentioned this the other day. Joe Biden was campaigning in Iowa. They showed the location where he was going to speak an hour before. It had three people not standing outside in a line. Mingling about, meandering about. They could have been zombies. They could have been doing the lawn, for all I know, or taking out the trash. Now, what do you think it would be an hour before a Trump event? Anywhere. You think it would be a line or not? Now, the Democrats are going to tell you, that doesn't mean anything. But they told us that, too, during the time of Hillary Clinton. So, they're in big trouble, and Swalwell is just another sign.
Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A budget deal is headed to the president's desk after passage by the Senate.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 28, and the bill is passed.
A number of Republicans did express concern about soaring deficits and debt, including Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott.
You know, the GAO said that we spent $150 billion in improper payments last year, and everybody seems to be okay with that. And right now, no one's worried about the deficit and the debt. It's going to, there's a day of reckoning with this.
President Trump is planning to impose an additional 10% tariff on Chinese goods. On Twitter today, the president said that the Chinese president has failed to hold up his end of the promise to stop the sale of fentanyl in the United States, and many Americans continue to die. The tariffs will go into effect on September 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When they call our country garbage, I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics. Many people say it's good. I don't know if it's good or bad. I can tell you this. You can't talk that way about our country.
That, of course, is President Trump saying that on my watch as president, anybody that talks about this country will get a tweet, and they'll get more than a tweet. And in fact, they should be investigated in some cases and probably sent back home. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Go home. Go back. Whatever it is. Go somewhere. If you're a representative of America, a congressional representative, and you are talking bad about this country, that should be reason for impeachment. I'll be honest with you. Now, Kevin, you're starting to sound like them. No, I'm not. A representative of America should represent America first. Period. Don't talk to me about border issues. Don't talk to me about immigrants. Represent your people. And don't tell me New Yorkers, wherever Ocasio-Cortez is from, are concerned about border issues. New York isn't even a border state. I could see somebody from Arizona arguing that, or Texas, or New Mexico, or California perhaps, but I can't see anybody from New York talking about, I'm going to go down and protect people on the border. That isn't what your representatives elected you for. I want to dig in. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I think it will come up in more conversations, but Ilhan Omar shouldn't even be here. Let's be honest. And if we were smart as a nation, we would say to people like her, you need to go back to Somalia. And you know what we'll do? We'll send a film crew to track your life as you go back to Somalia and see how things go for you over there. See if you're held in as high esteem over there as you are here. See, the left want us to believe that people in Minnesota really love Ilhan Omar. I know nothing about the politics of Minnesota, but here's what I do know. I know the pulse of a nation. And I would bet you money the majority of Minnesotans are embarrassed by Ilhan Omar. And the only reason she got elected is because they brought in all these Somalis, put them in an area, gerrymandered it so that she would win, and now she's become a real pain in the butt. And Democrats don't know how much can you get behind somebody who is truly anti-American, anti-Israel, an anti-Semite, and a racist. How much of that investment can you make in her? Anyway, here's what, there's a much bigger story about her and how she got here and all these other things that I think is going to blow up with the Democrats. And I said earlier in the broadcast, there are all these battles waging all over. You sit down, make a campfire, get your brewskis out, start roasting your marshmallows and your hot dogs because you don't even need to get in the fight. The fight is Democrat on Democrat. The fight is Pelosi against a whole group of people that there's only a few of them, whatever, they get more press than Pelosi and Schumer. Now, Schumer's going down to the border, and I want to say one quick thing before we get into this clip. Schumer, who said we need to stop the scourge of Mexican invasion, goes down to the border, claims that he verifies that these people are living poorly, didn't say a word during the time of Obama. Nothing's changed. In fact, things are better at the border under Trump than they were under Obama. And suddenly it's become an issue. So here's what I'm trying to tell you. These people are having to pick a side. Chuck Schumer is effectively validating Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in defiance of Nancy Pelosi. So look at the landscape. I want you to just view around. Look at all the fires burning. And here's what I'm going to tell you. There is not a single fire that will burn a conservative Republican village. There's not a single war waging that will impact conservative or Republicans. Every war that you envision as you look around the landscape is a war for the Democrats. It is a war of their creation. It is a war that they cannot win because they are fighting themselves. Just recently, and I'll talk more about it, there's a story about a guy named Nader who worked with the Russians. He was investigated by Mueller, and it turns out he's a pedophile. Surprise, surprise. Right? Somebody tied to the left is more tied to the Russians and more tied to pedophilia than anybody in Donald Trump's circle. Yeah, another one of those fires. You want to know another fire? A fire that they're not going to be able to put out? The Russian investigation. We'll play a clip from Barr here in a bit that talks about that. All these fires are Democratic fires. You can settle down. You don't have to worry about it. Anyway, let's play this one clip. Tucker Carlson talking about Ilhan Omar and her way she got to America.
David Steinberg spent a decade in media as New York editor. He has been closely investigating Ilhan Omar's background for years since she entered public life. He's cultivated sources within the Minnesota Somali community. He knows as much about Omar's background as any reporter could know. Very few are interested, but he's deeply interested, and he should be. Just this morning, Steinberg released a piece on Powerline blog. In that piece, he repeats the claim that Omar married her biological brother. And then he makes this stunning allegation, sourced to members of the Minneapolis Somali community. Quote, in 1995, Ilhan entered the United States as a fraudulent member of the Omar family. That is not her family. The Omar family is a second unrelated family which was being granted asylum by the United States. The Omars allowed Ilhan, her genetic sister Sara, and her genetic father Nur Saeed to use false names to apply for asylum as members of the Omar family. Ilhan's genetic family split up at this time. Ilhan's three other siblings, using their real names, managed to get asylum in the United Kingdom. Unquote. Remarkable. Steinberg goes on to say Ilhan's brother was one of those three siblings, and that she was later legally married to this man, her biological brother, from 2009 until 2017. It's a shocking claim. So far it is unproven. Omar has denied the story, but she hasn't disproven it. The Minneapolis Star Tribune, Omar's local newspaper, responsible for a lot of fawning coverage about Omar, has tried to investigate the matter. They say they can neither confirm nor rebut the allegations. Omar is not participating. Last month, the paper noted that Omar has refused even to provide the full names of her immediate family. Let's read that again. The paper revealed last month that Omar will not even reveal the names of her family. None of her relatives have come forward to comment on this, by the way. It is all bizarre, but it deserves to be investigated. There is far more smoke here than there ever was for the idea that, say, the president colluded with Russia to rig the election.
So that's the Omar fire that's burning, and the leftists, the Democrats, the progressives are going to have a fine time putting that fire out. When we learn that Ilhan Omar lied to get into the country, fraudulently got her brother in through some sort of a marriage arrangement, and who knows what that freak show was about, and then lied about her taxes and her marital status, paid off using campaign funds, paid fines related to that, or paid for her divorce with those funds. I mean, this is so typical Democrat. The rules don't apply to me. This is what I'm talking about, people. This is why I tell you, don't worry. Everything these people touch, everything they do, is tainted. The Democrats don't understand playing by the rules. And then what's so sad is they get to a country like America, or in the case of Hillary Clinton, they get to the top of the heap. And instead of enjoying the fact that they rose from squalor, from Arkansas white trash to presidency, in the case of the Clintons, they got to take advantage. They got to try to make millions, if not billions of dollars off of their rise. And what they're willing to do to get that power, to rise to that level, there's no limit. Ilhan Omar is a small version of that. I want you to imagine her with much more power. Yeah, it's a scary thought. But I want you to imagine AOC with much more power. Or Tlaib. Or Presley. Or Pressy or Presley, whatever her name is. Any of them. Then contrast that with a guy like Trump. A billionaire. Knows and understands the power of the purse, the power of personality, the power of branding. And what does he do? He doesn't use any of it. He loses money as president. He is always talking about what's best for this country, dissolves himself of all his businesses, has his children effectively do the same. He is penalized for being a top American. He doesn't seek the power. He constantly says, let Congress take a look at it, and on and on. And what does the left do? They talk about him as if he's a dictator, that he's Stalinesque and Hitleresque, and on and on. And he's everything but that, which you've learned that from this show, that, and probably elsewhere, that whatever the left tells you is a lie. It's what they seek, not what you seek. There was they tried to storm the border in far Texas. Storming the border, and the Democrats have said nothing. They pretend there wasn't a border crisis in the time of Obama, and now admit there is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Is this the winning ticket for Joe Biden? Go toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow.
Look, I think so. And I think the best thing that's happened, one of the very good things that's happened to Joe Biden since launching this campaign, is that Trump is obsessed with him. Trump keeps insulting him, keeps testing nicknames. None of them quite stick. And so Trump has effectively made this into a general election campaign already with Joe Biden. He's pretty much ignoring the rest of the field and is laser focused and obsessed, clinically obsessed with Joe Biden. That's a great favor he's doing to Joe Biden.
Well, let's look at why he might be like that. Let's look at the numbers. Let's look where Joe Biden is with the other Democrats. Quinnipiac came out with a couple of polls here that we're going to use. 30-19. Is that lower? Yes. But Biden had to come down because he's up largely because of name recognition, and the field is going to have to catch him to a certain degree. How much? We'll see. But the number, Cenk, against Trump is probably what has Trump trying to go after him. 53-40. Nobody beats him like that in the rest of the field. But is this the way that he courts supports that left during the primary process, that he lets everybody know, Cenk, this is what I'm going to do. It's going to be a battle to the bottom.
Yeah, so I agree with Anna that Trump is doing Biden a huge favor by attacking him, and that makes even people like me who are progressive rally to Biden's defense. But overall, I don't think that Biden is the better candidate against Trump, because he's doing the same mistake that Hillary Clinton did. He's saying Trump's a bad guy, but we all know he's a bad guy. For the right wing, that's not the bug, that's the feature. No, you have to attack him on things that worked for him in 2016, being in favor of the average American worker, which he's not. He's a normal, lying, sniveling politician, and a progressive can make that case, because we're for higher wages, we're for getting health care for your families, we're for substantive policy positions that are going to actually help your family in Michigan, Pennsylvania, etc. And what does Biden largely say? He does safe attacks against Trump. He's against what Trump said in Charlottesville. Oh, of course, we're all against that. But he doesn't attack him on policy positions, and he doesn't attack him where it hurts, on how weak he is. And I think we need a stronger fighter to bring that message home. We don't want to make the same mistake we did in 2016, right. And he is very similar to Hillary Clinton.
By the way, welcome back, everybody. So we played a montage of when Trump was winning in the election, and that guy Cenk, whatever, Yerger or whatever is, I don't know, the Young Turks, he was the one cursing all the way through it, because he was the one who was so dead set that Hillary couldn't lose. I mean, he was jubilant. It was the most fun to watch that guy on election night than anybody. Welcome back. I want to pick this apart for a bit, because it so deserves it. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Is this a winning ticket for Biden? And Anna Navarro, who's supposed to be a Republican strategist, I don't even know why they put that under her name. She says Trump is obsessed with Biden. I will ask any of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, do you honestly believe that Trump is obsessed with Biden? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I know he's not. Trump is not an obsessive person. I want you to understand what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that a man who has never taken a drink of alcohol or done a drug in his life, who the only obsession that Donald Trump shows is an obsession for business. If you think Donald Trump focuses on any one person, explain to me how many billionaires you know obsess on one person. I'm just saying, I'm going to waste their time. And why would Donald Trump really care? I love how she said none of the nicknames on Biden are sticking. That's hysterical to me. Biden is sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. And he will live with that for the rest of his life, not just through this election cycle. But she went on to say this, and this is where the left is really correct. She said he was clinically obsessed. I want you to understand, you have a person who is a pundit who comes on TV to give you a decent analysis of what's going on, and you bring him on MSNBC or whatever show that was. I believe it was MSNBC. And they tell you, outside of their area of expertise, that a man is clinically obsessed with a loser, a soon-to-be three-time presidential loser. Then, what was funny, I think, was it Tapper? I think it was MSNBC. Anyway, the moderator, Chuck Todd? Who cares? He goes on to say this, Biden is leading everybody 30-19, meaning Biden is at 30, Sanders is at 19, and everybody else is not even really in the race. And then he says this, which I find very interesting. He says, that is lower, but he rationalizes it by saying, but Biden had to come down. No, he didn't. I want you to remember Donald Trump during the presidency, the presidential race of 2016, Donald Trump was polling, say, 20%. I don't remember the specific numbers. He'd go to 22. he'd go to 23. He'd go to 24. And he crept up. And then he got to like 28 or so. And keep in mind, there's 17 total candidates, and they're all in the 2, 3 to 7, 8, 10%. But Trump is steadily growing. And then a couple of people would fall out, and people would go, well, where are those folks going to go? And not to Trump. And then Trump would jump 2 points. I can't recall Donald Trump dropping of any significant number. He steadily rose. Biden, they say, they expected to drop. Now, Biden at one point, they said, was so far ahead, the race was over. I believe one poll had Biden in the 40s. And now, he's 30 to 19. 11 points difference between him and Bernie Sanders, and they're rationalizing it. But they want you to believe that Donald Trump is afraid. And here's what they use. They said, well, when you go head-to-head, Biden is 53 to 40 against Trump. Now, I'm going to ask you again, the audience of Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show, do you believe that Joe Biden is 53% versus 40 for Trump across the nation? I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe that's absolute nonsense. I don't believe Biden could get those numbers in his hometown. I believe if you flipped it and added 3 or 4 points to Trump, you'd have a more realistic assessment. Now, there was a poll that came out recently. You'll love this. They found out that the pollsters were polling 46% or 44% black folks and 60%, I can't remember, but it was a big number of Democrats. So not only were they favoring blacks, who, historically wouldn't be voting Republican and you would believe wouldn't vote for Trump, they were favoring Democrats heavily. And that was what the polling was based on. I don't know the numbers. You can go look it up. Just pull up weird polling, fraudulent polling, or skewed polling. It'll come up. Now, I've already told you guys, I don't care about polling. I watched what happened with Hillary Clinton. I called it then. I'm calling it now. The polling is wholly unnecessary because we know what the real deal is. They go on to say this. This is when Sink comes in. He says, I don't think that Biden is the better candidate against Trump. Now, I want you to understand what's happened. They've had a complete discussion. The girl says Trump is obsessed with Biden. The moderator comes in and says Biden is leading all the Democrats. He's leading Trump 53 to 40. He asks another hardcore lefty knucklehead lunatic, what do you think? And the guy goes, well, I don't believe that Biden's the better candidate against Trump. What was all the setup for? See, that was the first little morsel of truth in that entire discussion. The guy admitted it. He says that Donald Trump needs to be attacked for what he does to the workers. I want you to understand how feeble this is going to play. Donald Trump should be attacked because workers have gotten higher wages, they've gotten bonuses, they've got job mobility, they've got better job prospects and all that, and he thinks that they're going to attack Donald Trump over that. That's how crazy things have become for the leftists. Anyway, short break. We'll be back in a minute. Keep it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.